Hey everyone, and welcome back to Reassuring Thoughts Daily. It's your girl Jessica Lane here, coming at you live with another dose of anxiety-busting wisdom. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Creating a safe space in your home. You know that feeling when you just want to crawl into your bed and disappear from the world? Well, wouldn't it be amazing if your own four walls felt like a constant hug, a sanctuary from the chaos? That's exactly what we're talking about today. Think about it, our homes are supposed to be our havens, right? But with the constant demands of life and all the external stressors swirling around us, sometimes our homes can feel more like battlegrounds than retreats. We've got bills piling up, deadlines looming, and social media constantly bombarding us with unrealistic expectations. It's no wonder we crave a safe space. So how do we create that haven within our own walls? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, let's talk about decluttering. I know, it sounds boring. But trust me, a cluttered space can seriously mess with your mental well-being. Ever feel overwhelmed just looking at the mess on your desk? That's because clutter bombards our brains with visual stimuli, making it harder to relax and focus. A clean, organized space allows for clear thinking and calm vibes. Imagine stepping into a room where everything is in its place. Instantly calming, right? Number 2. Prioritize sensory experiences. Think about what makes you feel truly relaxed. Is it the smell of fresh lavender, the sound of rain outside, or the feeling of soft, cozy blankets? Incorporate those elements into your home. Light scented candles, play soothing music, invest in plush pillows and throws, whatever helps create a calming atmosphere. Remember, your senses are powerful tools for influencing your mood. Next up, personal touches. This is where you inject your personality into the space. Surround yourself with things that make you happy. Photos of loved ones, artwork that inspires you, plants that bring life to the room. These little details tell a story about who you are and create a sense of belonging. It's like saying, "This is my space. I love it, and it loves me back." Number 4. Define boundaries. This might sound a bit serious, but hear me out. Setting boundaries in your home can actually help create a sense of safety and security. Decide what kind of activities are off limits in certain areas. Maybe no TV in the bedroom or no work allowed at the dinner table. These boundaries help you mentally distinguish between different parts of your life, preventing work from bleeding into relaxation time. And finally, number 5. Practice self-care rituals. Make your home a space where you can truly recharge and nurture yourself. Whether it's taking a long bath with Epsom salts, reading a good book by the fireplace, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, dedicate some time each day to pampering yourself within your own safe haven. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Okay, let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Imagine coming home after a long, stressful day. You're exhausted. Your mind is racing, and all you want is to unwind. But then, you walk into your home, and bam. It hits you like a wave of calm. The lights are dimmed, your favorite playlist is playing softly in the background, and the aroma of lavender fills the air. You light a candle, slip into your comfy pajamas, and curl up with a good book. See what I mean? That's the power of creating a safe space. So remember, your home doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to feel like you. Use these tips as starting points, experiment, and find what works best for you. Make your space a reflection of your personality, a source of comfort and joy, and above all, a sanctuary where you can truly be yourself. That's it for today, my awesome listeners. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights into creating a safe space in your own home. Remember, small changes can make a big difference. Start with one or two things from today's episode and see how it transforms your mood and well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might benefit from these tips. And as always, leave a review and let me know what you thought. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of peace and calm in your own space.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.